Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did the chapter Babu Istihbabi Sumi Sittati Ayyami Min Shawwal, the chapter on the desirability of fasting 6 days in Shawwal. And then we did the hadith that explains Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the one who fasts for the month of Ramadan and then he follows it with 6 fasts in Shawwal, it is as though he has fasted for the entire year. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give a person. There are different opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, and Allah is granting us different opportunities to score. So in these ahadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, it's actually ahadith that should make a believer feel very happy. And Allah is giving me so many chances. I missed one chance, He's giving me another chance. He's giving me the opportunity of getting the reward of fasting for the whole year just by adding 6 more fasts to the Ramadan fast that I've already kept. And as we see in the hadith, that there are other opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are giving. A person who's got love for a'mal, he's got love for doing those actions that please Allah Pak, please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this gives him extreme joy that for so little we can do, and yet Allah Pak wants to give us so much. So he brings another chapter, Babu Istihbabi Sumil Isnaini wal Khamis. Isnain in Arabic means Monday. And Khamis, Yomul Khamis, Yomul Isnain is Monday, Yomul Khamis is Thursday. So the chapter on the desirability of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. Now this practice of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that in many places of the world, people actually practice. If a person goes to Madina Sharif, even up till now, out of Ramadan, you'll see that at the time of Maghrib on Mondays and Thursdays, the dastarkhans are already laid, because people have got that habit of fasting Mondays and Thursdays. And Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila an sawmi yawmil isnain, faqala thalika yawmun wulidtu fihi wa yawmun bu'ithtu wa unzila alayya fihi. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked with regards to fasting on a Monday. Yomul Isnain is Monday. So Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that was the day in which I was born. There is difference of opinion which date Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, but there is no difference of opinion as far as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born on a Monday. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that was the day that I was born. Wa yomun bu'istu, and that was the day where I have been granted nubuwwat on a Monday. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh, he said, that was the day that revelation descended upon me, that meaning that wahi had come down upon me was a Monday. So here we find that this Monday also is a very sacred day as far as actions are concerned, a'mal is concerned. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam singled it out to explain that this was the specific day in which I was born. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, تُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنُ وَالْخَمِيسِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the actions of a person is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Mondays and Thursdays. Ulama explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of everything. There is no need for anything to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just for tarteeb, to show us and to teach us systems that Allah Pak has put in place, so that we can also bring systems in our life. That we should have certain systems in life, so that it makes our life organized, it makes our life presentable, it makes ourselves methodical, it makes ourselves very, very disciplined. So here to show us that discipline also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that a'mal are presented to him every Monday and every Thursday. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that تُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَالْخَمِيسِ. Actions are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Monday and every Thursday. فَأُحِبُّ أَن يُعْرَضَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I love that my actions be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition that I am fasting. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every single thing of his was the action of goodness. Every single thing of him was action pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet he said that I would like my a'mal to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition that I am fasting. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yataharra sawm al-ithnain wal-khamis. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi. And Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to anxiously await to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Babu istihbabi thawm. One more chapter, we'll do a few ahadith of this chapter and we'll terminate. It's a little bit of a long chapter, but the ahadith here show us also that the opportunity a person gets for fasting 3 days every month. Now this makes it very easy for a person. He doesn't have to fast the whole month, but just 3 days he fasts in every month, how much of reward he gets. And this fasting 3 days every month, ulama explained that it doesn't have to be any specific day, but there are 3 days if he fasts known as Ayyam-e Bid. Ayyam-e Bid means the three bright days. So ulama have explained those three bright days are the 13th, 14th, 15th. These are the most afzal days, the most virtuous days a person can fast in every month. Although he can fast any other 3 days, but the most virtuous will be the bright days. In other words, the moon is at the brightest at that time on the 13th, 14th and 15th. So, Babu istihbab isawmi thalathati ayyamin min kulli shahr. The chapter on the desirability of fasting for 3 days every month. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Usani khalili bi thalathin. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that my bosom friend has told me. Shows the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what beautiful words he's saying. Usani khalili. Usani actually means my bosom friend made wasiyat to me. Wasiyat is advice, but advice with much more emphasis. Like a person who's departing this world, is leaving this world, he's advising his children what to do. This we normally refer to as wasiyat. Now they take it more to heart. That before my father had passed away, before my mother had passed away, this was the wasiyat that she made to us. So here he's saying that, O Sani Khalil. Many times we find our akabir, when they're referring to the akabir, they'll use these type of words. They say, Amare Hazrat ne ye farmaya. My Hazrat, or our Hazrat has said this. So much of love. Can you imagine what love Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he's saying, Abu Huraira radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Sani Khalili sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my bosom friend sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made wasiyat to me with three things. He told me, divided into two, the second half is the time for Salatul Duha. So in other words, the first portion there will be the time that we normally would take Ishraq, and day after is the time of Duha. So he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to read two rakats of Salatul Duha, wan utira qabla an anam, and that I read my witr salah before I sleep. We did the hadith before that the most virtuous times of reading this witr salah is to read it last. To read the witr salah, being make the last salah, in other words, even after your tahajjud, but that is for a person who has got the practice and has got the adat of waking up for tahajjud, and is sure that he will wake up. So for that person, it is better to delay his witr salah till after tahajjud. But if a person is not sure and is not certain he's going to wake up for tahajjud salah, then the better thing for him to do is read his witr salah before he sleeps. Here we see in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advising Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was that sahabi that was extremely studious. He was a sahabi that would study all the time. Therefore Allah Pak had made it such that most hadith is narrated from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Over 5,300 hadith is narrated alone from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. It shows that Allah Pak had accepted. He himself says that I clung onto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the filling of my belly. In other words, I just had enough food to eat. That's all was my concern. And the rest of the time I stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I took whatever I could take from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because of his studious nature, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that you read your witr before you sleep, because a student of deen, he stays up till late, and sometimes it can happen that he may wake up a little bit late, miss his tahajjud salah. So out of safety, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you, before you sleep, you perform your witr salah. So where we learn also, if a person is not sure that he's going to wake up for tahajjud, the better thing for him to do in that situation is read his witr before he sleep. This is more precautionary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One is to listen to these hadith, and one is to make niyat that I would like to bring it into my life. Apart from the physical benefits that a person gets, doctors will tell us, ulama will explain, that there are so many physical benefits of fasting. But apart from that physical benefits, the amount of ruhani benefit that the person gets by fasting is something that we can't measure. like how a person in the month of Ramadan, he feels so spiritually high because of the fasting that he's keeping. So here a person has got the opportunity where he can, that even on these days, Mondays and Thursdays, 3 days every month if possible, we should try and make it a point. If we can't do it every month, at least try and do it on some months, so we're getting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.